With the Maryland Capitol Report, I'm Matt Coates. It was a busy weekend for state legislators. Jill Powell with that story.
A bill requiring consent to be taught in public school sex education classes received final passage in the House Saturday. It requires a county board of education to provide age-appropriate instruction on mutual consent as part of the family life and human sexuality curriculum. It applies to all grades that offer it and would start this fall. The bill now moves to the Senate. The Senate passed the Repeat Drunk Driving Offenders Act of 2017. The House also gave it preliminary approval. It targets repeat drunk or drug drivers that would make the crime a felony. A person with three or more prior convictions would face up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. In Annapolis, I'm Jill Powell.
Bit of a surprise from Governor Hogan. Friday afternoon, Hogan announced he's now in favor of a statewide ban of the controversial hydraulic drilling practice known as fracking. The Maryland House has already approved a permanent ban of fracking. The Senate has not yet voted. This is the Maryland News Network.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. And independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
This is only the beginning. The moment you select Maryland as the home of your sporting event, Maryland Sports is ready to work around the clock to make your event a success. In 2016, the Sports Commission for the State of Maryland touched 317 events and generated over $176 million in direct spending in the state. Find out more at MarylandSports.us, on Twitter at MarylandSports, and Facebook at MarylandSportsUS.